It's Monday, and that means it's Good Things God Day.
You can hear me clicking because now I'm a superstar of karaoke.
I did see something to that effect somewhere on social media. Was it a report on like some news channel?
No!
Brent Linicky, sings.
You know that I sing. You know my singing voice. I went to karaoke on Saturday, sober. Because I'm in this training fitness vibe and it's been 2 weeks and I had the best time ever. I was like a rock star. I had the microphone. I was on my knees. I was singing Journey. It was a journey, actually. It was so much of fun.
So for the rest of us, help us. You are 2 weeks officially into this challenge, this 100-day challenge, and you're looking better than ever.
I thank you because you are so kind.
But you really are. You are drinking all the soda water. You're doing all the squats. And you look happy. Normally, people on challenges are so unhappy.
I'm super, super happy. So, quick update on the challenge. Today is 2 weeks. 2 weeks of eating clean and training dirty. Mm-hmm. I have only had 2 rest days in the 2 weeks, which is very needed. You have to rest. But it's a huge part of exercise and getting to these goals. What's up? I've lost 2 kilograms. I've started getting definition. So, my body's starting to be a little bit more defined. Mm-hmm. Today, I deadlifted 60 kilograms 100 times, which was mad because I've never done that before. And no one cares because now I'm talking absolute. But the fact of the matter is I've never felt more energized, healthier, and focused in my life.
Same.
And alcohol doesn't bother me. And I'm all about Friday nights, yo. Get out there and have a party. And I just feel I can go to parties, I can hang out with people, and I'm still me.
Yeah.
I haven't changed.
Yeah.
The problem with Saturday is we went to a restaurant where they fry everything. So I had to have dinner before I went.
Oh, I feel so sad for you.
Yeah.
This happens to me as a new vegan.
I had to check the menu online.
I know. I do this now. And if there's no food for me, then there's no food for me.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Yeah, so I did that. And the strangest thing, a realization on Saturday, is like, I can drink a lot when I go out. I'm a big party animal and I love to have fun. And the next thing you know, your bill's this long.
Yep.
And like, you're just like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And on Saturday, I must have had 3, like those little, what are they? 300 milliliter bottles of soda and sparkling water.
Yeah.
Had 3 of those. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't want another one.
I'm full now.
Yeah.
And I don't want juice or anything because it's full of sugar.
Good, yeah.
So I'm good. And my mates were all like, Brenty, can I get you another sparkling water? And I was like, no, I'm full. Like, I've had too much already. Did I go south again?
It's so bad. So bad. The Albertson came on hard.
But that's my hometown.
And he's in a wife beater, so I'm just saying.
I'm going to post a photo of me and my bicep. We took a photo.
His bicep is looking good. Okay, well, I mean, well done. Congratulations. You are looking good and you are inspiring a lot of us. A lot of us are doing this stupid 100-day thing because of you.
Danny, I've been seeing your Facebook. I've been seeing your Twitter. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
And there's other people that are following it as well. And even today, every day I put up a status. So today was day 14. And I try to be funny about it because it is funny.
Yeah.
I want people to enjoy the process as well. I want them to see that it can be fun to be healthy. But a lot of people are inspired by it. A lot of people have gone, I want to do it too.
Yeah.
I'm loving your journey. One of my friends, Travis, our friend,
yes,
a mutual friend, Travis took on the task of putting a GIF up every day. Is it GIF or GIF?
GIF. I think it's GIF. I'm going to go with the hard G.
We're going to ask the listeners, actually. Is it GIF or is it GIF?
0848500942. Send us a voice note.
Please, let us know. So, he puts these GIFs up, and every day it's funnier than the last because he tries to be sarcastic. But he told me on Saturday, he's like, "Boo, I don't think I can do 100 days of this." Like, I don't know if there's enough out there to be funny. And then today, I shouldn't be saying this on air, but he'll kill me. But he did a funny one, which made me laugh. It was sarcastic. And then he sent me a private message going, "I know that I'm being really funny online, but 2 weeks of being dedicated to something, I'm really, really proud of you."
I was like,
cool. Well, I'm proud of you because you're doing the same thing. You guys should all get on board, actually.
100 days should be a thing.
I think so.
It's not that long. It's not that terrible. I've got to tell you, today I got really excited to work out. And on my two off days, my rest days over the weekend, I was itching to go and work out.
Yeah, so I took Sunday off. But Saturday, I did like an hour and a half session. Super slow. I did like a bit of the elliptical. And then I spoke to someone. Mm-hmm. And then I went and planked for a bit. And then I like spoke to someone else. And then I did a couple of more sit-ups. It was very chilled. But it was still good to be working out in the middle of the day on the Saturday. It felt really good. It like kicked off the
That's
weekend.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a whole new me. I've turned over a forest.
More of the good things coming up. If you want to go and get a head start on the good things, goodthingsguy.com. But before we talk about the good things, I've got Josh Groban, the Bee Gees, and Aretha Franklin.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me.
More of the music that you love on Jacaranda FM. Ever-changing times, Aretha Franklin and Michael McDonald. Okay, Brent Linda Key's in the studio. Q, Key.
Guys, yeah, today, I don't know what's going on in the studio. It's 25 past 8 and I've literally just put a Facebook and a tweet out. And
you're talking too much.
My job, that's what I get paid to do, is to come in here and promote the fact that I'm here. And it took us 20 minutes.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I stopped talking to you. I won't talk to you for the next
Daddy
hour.
And I are having the best DMZs. So while you guys are listening to music, we're literally just catching up. It's so deep. No, it's the only time we see each other.
It is.
Yeah.
Because Brent is busy.
I'm busy working
so
now.
So busy. Wow, did you hear that accent come back in there?
I'm bringing the South out every week.
Every day.
Dan, I want to talk about every week, Danny gets to choose one story.
Yes.
That you like. But it's also, I mean, it's touch and go because I don't actually want her to read what's on the website. I always want to surprise you.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
I try very hard and not click the pictures. So I go through.
Also, I'd like you to read it because I also want your sentiment of the country to be positive. So
I'm
it's a
trying.
Bit of a catch-22.
Trying.
So, but you'd like, don't read it because it's a surprise, but read it because...
I've read all your coronavirus posts.
You read the one today.
I did, and Rianne thinks he has it, so don't get too close to that microphone.
No. I love you. You're on his mic.
I know. No, there's a doctor coming in tomorrow to test him live on air because he's not feeling well.
Oh, wow.
And he thinks that he might have it. I've already touched this with my nose so many times. I'm done. It's done for me.
I hugged you when I
you
came in
here. You just
quarantine
the whole studio and just leave us in here. Just throw snacks at us.
I just want almond butter.
You are sick. You don't need to be healthy. You don't need to try. You can eat chocolate.
If you ever want to spoil me, ever, you can throw salt and vinegar chips at me.
Like, even
those are my best. We'll talk about that just now because that's off
that
the list.
That also happened, yes.
All right, so Dan, the story that you wanted to talk about, the one that
yes.
you did read, do you remember what it was?
The one that I did read. Yes, it was the initiative offering free meals for students in Pretoria.
How flipping crazy.
Can I tell you why I wanted to talk about this?
Of course.
So I interviewed someone who got a bursary a couple of years ago. His name is Lucky Leklokonolo Mashifani. And he said getting the bursary was great, but he could literally only get textbooks and school. He didn't have transport money and he didn't have food money. So he would have to choose alternating days of when he was going to eat chips or 2-minute noodles for his one meal a day.
Mm-mm.
Or when he was going to go to school. And this is something that so many kids are going through. So when I saw this story, I was like, we have to talk about this.
100%. The reason why we published the story is exactly that, that there's so many kids who are getting bursaries and getting into universities and they're not able to pay for food or not able to pay for accommodation. They are staying awake all night and then sleeping in libraries. Yep. Like, there's a lot of stuff.
Because they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening with our university kids.
But in your article, you said it's over 40% of tertiary students.
Over 40% of tertiary students in South Africa. And this article is based around the fact that they've created this initiative in Pretoria, which will hopefully it'll move to different parts of the country. Mm. But that 40% is the whole of South Africa. So students in South Africa, over 40% suffer from hunger.
That's insane.
Yeah. And a lot of them, they you know, when I did that interview, the podcast with the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, which has got nothing to do with the president. It was his foundation before he went into presidency. His wife actually runs this. And it was so insightful how they help these kids that are going to universities. But one of the big things that I picked up during the interview is a lot of these kids come from the outskirts.
Yeah,
Limpopo,
far away.
Yeah. And then they come to Johannesburg because they get these bursaries and they get into different universities. Mm-hmm. And then they've got no support system. There's no mommy to go home to. There's no one to help them.
No.
And they're on the university campus by themselves, starving.
Mm-hmm.
Starving. So this initiative, it's by the Almul Foundation, which I guess is Afrikaans, right?
Mm-hmm. Almul.
That's Amul. Amul Sam. Everyone. They've called it a Make a Soul Smile initiative. And the purpose of the initiative is to support people in need, but to do it in a manner that maintains respect and their dignity.
Yes.
So it's also not like handouts, because that would feel terrible to go to a soup kitchen.
Yeah, but there are people that are so desperate that that would be great for them.
Totally. So they give away vouchers that you can go get food.
Ah, yay.
Yeah, and to access the meals, all you need to go to is www.almul.org.za/dignity-table. And that's it.
And then you print the voucher or you put it on your phone and you just go and wow.
And show it and you can get a free meal. So
can we
important.
Please, can other universities please do this?
Schools.
Please, can we just do this?
I had a very good friend of mine who studied teaching, and one of her first roles was in a government school. And she was taking potatoes that she would bake the night before to feed her kids because they didn't have food. Little grade one, grade twos.
Yeah.
And she would make sandwiches and all sorts of stuff that she could afford with her own salary.
Yep.
And she would bring it into the school to help feed kids. So, if we can find people that can help feed our nation, it would turn the education system around.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Stories like this are important. I also, a couple of years ago, it was a really cool thing I did. King Pi phoned me. And they said to me, we have 10,000 pies that we would like to give you to give away. And I was like, that is
amazing.
Where do you give 10,000 pies away?
So
I put it up on my Facebook. I was like, I'd like to give these pies away. Obviously, I'd like to break it up because it is 10,000, but I'd like to help a couple of different charities. Is there anybody that can help me? And I got quite a few requests in from different people. But one of them was from ladies in Pretoria who cook food for kids that are in schools, Model C schools. They cook food for the kids. And those kids have also got little vouchers. And they go to the tuck shop and they get the meals. But then the other kids don't know that they're getting handouts because they're at the tuck shop and it looks like they're just picking up their pie.
Love that.
Which is really cool. But the cool story there is King Pie gave me all the pies, but they didn't have a truck to help me move the stock. And because it's a frozen, cold storage. So I also put it up on my Facebook that I needed a truck to transport these 10,000 pies around Joburg to hand them out. And one of their competitors, Fisherways, phoned me. The MD follows good things guy. And he was like, I'll give you a truck. And I was like, it's King Pie, it's your competitor. And he went, nope. I'll give you a truck. This is for a good cause. We come together for good causes.
This is true.
Yeah.
And you can also come together in your own community. What we've done often, my mom and I, is plant veggie gardens in schools.
Because
that one meal a day could be the difference between that kid's one meal a day and not.
So I've written to ward councillors. I've written to different initiatives in my area, like that Four Ways Future Life. And there's in my area, there's people trying to do things. And no one's got back to me. Last year, I saved up so much money. And I went on the most incredible cruise with all my friends. And while I was there and walking around Italy, in different cities and villages, in different villages, there is fruit trees planted everywhere.
Help yourself.
So if you are hungry, you can grab an orange or a banana or an apple. And
let's do this.
And because there's so many fruit trees, there was fruit on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Yeah.
I think we should plant fruit everywhere.
Let's just do that. What is it called? Guerrilla gardening, I think is what it's called.
Hashtag yes.
Well, Brent and I planned that. Here's you two with one. And I were just talking about this movie. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, and you two with one listening to Jack Rand FM. It's Love Songs with Danny Painter, and the Good Things guy, Brent Lindekew, joins me in studio every single Monday to remind us of the good things because we lose sight of them. And we were talking off air a little bit earlier about people in our own lives who are losing sight of these good things. And I really think that we need to change the little spaces that we move in, and slowly those little spaces will move outwards.
Oh, I love that.
I feel like there's a mathematical equation that I debunked for that.
Yeah, well, if you... Do you remember that movie, Pay It Forward?
Yes.
That's what it is.
It is, but it is.
So what we need to be doing as citizens in South Africa, active citizens in South Africa, is we need to be impacting three people, I think. Three is the number. Three is the number. So that you can, they can then impact three people from there. And that's the mathematical equation. That it just keeps going.
What do you mean by impact? Could it be a smile? Could it be letting someone in front of you in traffic? Could it be a 10 rand for a car guard instead of a 2 rand?
So I love that you brought this up because today, and it might almost be the end of the day, but today is actually the Global Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Isn't that every day?
It should be every day, but today we highlight and celebrate it, really. And one of the biggest things that you can do is to be kind to those around you and kind to yourself and make sure everyone you meet leaves feeling a little bit better about themselves. I think it's so important, especially living in the city. Like, we can get so caught up in our own stuff. When we're stuck in traffic, tomorrow morning, when you're sitting in that traffic, remember that you're not stuck in traffic. You are the traffic. You're part of that.
Yeah.
You're part of it. And everybody around you is part of it as well.
Yeah.
So smile at people around you and get off your phone. Don't be on your phone.
You
in
should
traffic.
Not be on your phone in traffic.
But you know, acknowledge people around you. Get to know your petrol attendant's name. We generally visit the same garages whenever we go. Get to know their name. I love this. Emailing. Be kind. So emailing is one of the hardest forms of communication to read.
Yeah, because you never know what the person means. You can't hear the tone.
You don't know their tone.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. It's easy to read because it's on your screen.
Yeah.
But the inner human, we communicate by looking at each other's eyes and seeing each other's movements. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at a screen and you're not quite sure what their tone is. And sometimes that can go bad. So my trick on emails, I'm going to teach you a trick for tomorrow. First off, always be nicer than you would in real life. So like, be extra nice. I always go, "Hey Danny, how are you doing? I hope well." Like, I'm that.
I go, "Noted."
Noted.
Noted.
That's so stern. and then the craziness in me, I don't know, I saw it on some stupid television show. I don't even know where. But when you email or when you answer a telephone, the first thing you do when you're about to reply or answer that phone is put a big fat smile on your face, because they can literally feel it through the phone. I'm smiling right now, and I'm sure people can feel that energy.
I'm not answering the phone.
With a smile?
I'm not answering the phone.
Are you one of those?
Phone. I don't answer the phone. It terrifies me. I will watch you ring, bro. I will watch you. Even my mom knows. I don't answer the phone.
So just, what about a WhatsApp?
I will send you the best, most smiliest voice note you've ever heard in your whole life. I'll be like, I love you so much.
You know that there's a real fear of answering telephones. And it's happened to a lot of millennials now. So the kids that are growing up now, they've never really, they can see who's calling, or they have the option to message. Mm. There's all these options. When we were growing up, that little house telephone, when it rang, you didn't know who it was.
Yeah, there was didn't no identity call. Either.
You didn't?
No.
I used to have the longest conversations. I'd come home from school, and then I would phone my friends who I was at school with to talk about school.
Is there something wrong with me?
I don't think so.
There was a slight pause. It's okay.
Anyway, so it's Random Acts of Kindness Day today, but every day is a Random Acts of Kindness Day. Just be kinder than necessary to everyone you meet, because the truth is we never know what people are going through. And your little bits of kindness in that little bits of moments could be all the difference in that person's life. Literally their life.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, that's my gem for this hour.
1,000,000%. More good things coming up. But first, because Brent's here, we've got to...
Beyonce!
It's called Pretty Hurts.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl. What's in your head? It doesn't matter. Brush your hair. Fix your teeth. What you wear.
It's more of the music that you love on Jacaranda FM. The Seals Fantastics with Biggie Whip, and that is exactly what we're doing tonight with Brent Lindeke, the good things guy, sharing all the good things in Biggie Whip.
In Biggie Whip. One of the stories that I wanted to share, I don't know if I should do the animal one because you may have read it already, but the SPCA shared a really heartwarming story of a homeless man's love for his kitty. Did you read it? You didn't read it?
No, because I thought I was going to cry.
You were going to cry. So Johannes has no earthly possessions and he lives in a veld, but he's rich beyond measure because he has a loving and faithful companion cat that he named Lady. On the eve of Valentine's Day last week, the SPCA shared the most beautiful, heartwarming story of just love. Johannes, he had this little kitty, and he didn't know, but she was pregnant. So Lady had a whole litter of kittens.
Wow.
And Johannes realized that he really couldn't care for all the babies and Lady. Like, this guy's got no money, he's got no house, he doesn't have much, but he's looking after Lady because it's his friend. And you know what's quite interesting is they've done studies on homeless people and animals.
And animals, yes.
And how they desperately need animals because they're such good companions. Mm-hmm. A lot of homeless people, when they're standing on the side of the road, they're not always looking for food, but attention would be good as well.
Acknowledge me, don't look past me.
Well, imagine being lonely all day and, you know, it sucks. So this little kitty, really, they just have a really, really special bond. And he surrendered the babies to the SPCA, which they're putting up for adoption, but he took them to the SPCA. And when he got there, the SPCA offered to sterilize Lady. And he was like, I would love that. And they did it for free. And he was like, I would love that. That would be really, really cool. So they put little Lady in a cage and they took her off. And Lady turned out to be a bit of a feral cat.
Mm.
She was a bit crazy and she scratched the nurses and the doctors. And it was really quite crazy. And they were like, I don't know how much love is there actually, because this is a wild cat.
She loves her person.
And when he came to pick her up, it was like they saw a different cat. this cat became meek and just loving and just wanted Johannes just to cuddle and love. But anybody else, she was wild. Yeah, and that's what gets him through his day, is just the beautiful love for his animal. We know how much we love animals.
Oh, yeah, so
I mean,
much.
Danny loves all the animals in the land.
Even the insect animals, all of them. I love all of everything. Them. Yep.
Yeah.
So much better than humans.
Animals are the best people. Most of the time they are.
But the picture of Johannes and his cat on the goodthingsguy.com website, it's awesome.
Does it give you a little tear?
Yeah.
Gives you a little tear.
Yeah.
I must say, before we rush out, because it's almost time, you shared a story today.
Yeah, yes.
But how's this? So a high school student spent 5 months working on a project that would spread love through the school. Anonymously, the student made it their mission to make sure not a single person in her whole school, his or her whole school, felt lonely. So they taped beautiful, beautiful little love letters.
1,500 of them.
To every single locker in the whole school. This happened in Ohio, in America. But here's the crazy thing. So you shared that, and I saw it on your timeline, and I was like, wow, that sounds familiar. I'm not sure I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little Google search, and the fantastic Tyler Lee Vivio from Good Things Guy wrote that story on February 21, 2017.
Oh, so it's not even a new story.
It happened in 2017.
Oh, but
it's still beautiful.
It's still beautiful. And if it happened in 2017, why are we sleeping on it, high school students? Why are we sleeping on it, office people?
We should give all the love.
Everyone deserves love.
All the love.
I can't believe you have to go. I'm actually upset. I just looked at my watch. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, but they say time flies when you're having fun. And let me tell you, we had the greatest time on air tonight. Off air, we had the best DMCs, the best catch-ups, and I got to sing Beyonce. So my Monday is made.
And mine. Friends, you're going to say it.
Even me. I'm wishing you guys only good things. I hope you have the most incredible week ahead. Remember to be kind. I don't know what happened with my words there. Remember to be kind. And if you're feeling a little bit down about the country, we sometimes can. Load shedding can feel like too much. Mm. We watch Parliament and Sona and all sorts of things.
Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
Twitter.
You get caught up in all these spaces that really have an effect on your brain. And I just would love you all to go get some balance. It doesn't need to be my website. I'm not promoting me. Beautiful News do incredible things every day. News 24 have also got a great good news section. Yeah. But get balance in your life, because that's the only thing that's really going to get you through the day. And if you can, if you're lucky enough, take your shoes off and stand on the grass and look at the sky in awe. Every day the universe puts on the most incredible show. You just have to remember to watch it.
No lies there. And only
good things!